AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Flooding from Tropical Storm Hillary is subsiding in Southern California. This is the first tropical storm to hit that area in 84 years. One person drowned in Mexico. In California, areas from the coast to the Palm Springs area have been drenched. Caroline Wynn is with San Diego Gas and Electric.
I really want to make sure that our customers are prepared for prolonged outages. We're hoping we can get to everything and get all customers back on very quickly, but I just want to make sure that the customers are prepared. So I'm going to ask for everyone's patience and understanding, as power restoration may take longer than normal.
The National Hurricane Center is downgrading Hillary to a post-tropical storm and warned continued life-threatening and locally catastrophic flooding is expected over portions of the southwestern part of the country. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are traveling to Maui today to meet wildfire survivors and first responders. The wildfires have killed more than 100 people in Hawaii. A former nurse in Britain was sentenced to life in prison for killing 7 babies.
The life sentence was given today to Lucy Letby, who will serve the most severe sentence possible under British law. The 33-year-old woman worked as a neonatal nurse at the Countess of Chester Hospital in northwest England, where Letby's young victims died between June 2015 and June 2016. During the sentencing hearing, parents of the babies read statements about the devastation Letby caused by her crimes. But Letby was not present for her sentencing, which is allowed in British courts. Senior doctors said over the weekend that they had raised concerns about Letby 4 months after the infant deaths began and said that more children might have been saved had hospital managers taken their concerns seriously. I'm Donna Water.
A suspected Palestinian attacker killed an Israeli woman near the occupied West Bank. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are off to a mixed start on Wall Street as the market holds steadier following a third straight losing week. The S&P 500 was up 0.3% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow fell 84 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 1%. In the bond market, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose again to near its highest level since 2007. The 10-year yield climbed to 4.33%. Palo Alto Networks jumped 15% after reporting bigger profits for its latest quarter than analysts were expecting. The main event of the week is likely to be a speech Friday by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The Fed's annual conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, has been the setting for major policy announcements from the Fed in the past. Seth Soutel, New York.
Somalia's government says it intends to shut down access to certain social media platforms, including TikTok and Telegram. There are worries the platforms can spread extremist content seen as offensive to Somali culture and Islam. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.